This is Bishop Bobby Hilton, the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show here at 1230 a.m. WDBZ, your community and inspiration station, streaming all over the world at 1230 a.m. WDBZ.com. Do you believe in miracles? I'll tell you what, I believe in the miracle working power of God. I'm so honored to have Brenda Bostic and her husband Cedric Bostic in the house, in the studio with me today, describing and telling us about their miracle. And I'm telling you, when the hand of God is on your life, he'll put the right people in the right place at the right time. Not only do I have Brenda and Cedric here, but I have one of her physicians that are calling in, Dr. Hinto.
Hello, Bishop. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
We are just so honored and thankful that you called today. You were right there with Brenda and Cedric as they were going through this. And I know it's been some years ago, and I know now that you've left Cincinnati. You're in Boston at the Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital and also teaching at Harvard University, right?
Yes.
But you remember this case.
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Dr. Hintos, tell us a little bit about what you remember about this.
Well, I remember Brenda developed a colon cancer and had surgery, and at the time she was found to have very extensive spread of the cancer to her liver. And the physicians said that there really wasn't that much that they could do, that she probably had less than a year to live, but that that maybe it would be worth her checking out the possibility that surgery might be possible, because they knew that I was doing similar surgery at the university. And so Brenda came to me, and she did in fact have a very widespread disease in her liver. But because she was young, we did a surgery on her liver. We took out about 80% of her liver, and we took out her bile duct and had to repair that because of the involvement of the tumor. And in fact, even with that, there was some residual microscopic tumor in the final specimen. And Brenda, after that, recovered easily, was started on chemotherapy, and did terrific for about a year. Mm-hmm. And a year later, she came back in with a new tumor in her liver and also a single tumor in her lung. And the interesting thing, and why I remember this so vividly, is that we said to her, well, you're still obviously young. We can take these out surgically. But the insurance company said no. They said that there was no evidence that this would be beneficial, that this was now a terminal disease, and that it had spread to her lung and her liver. And we had to do battle with the insurance company over this. And
so basically the insurance company said, hey, there's no hope, she's going to die.
Yes, and they didn't want to pay.
Okay.
And they didn't want to approve her for surgery. And we disagreed with that. And there were a number of reports in the literature of individual patients are surviving a long time with this kind of surgery, although admittedly it was not a large number of patients. But, you know, I've often said that you have to know the medical literature, but then you've got to treat the individual patient. And mm-hmm. even though the odds weren't great, they were better than not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we fought vigorously, the insurance company, and finally when we threatened to sue, a secondary insurer finally approved her surgery. So Brenda came in for surgery, and up to that point, she and Cedric had been unable to have any kids, and she came in and for the day of surgery, and as our routine was, we did a pregnancy test.
Mm.
And guess what? She was pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I was, Dr. Hansel. Yeah,
you remember that day, don't
I
you,
remember
Brenda?
It very well.
I remember that day, too. Wow.
And so we had to kind of take a step back and say, well, this isn't the best time to do surgery. So we waited until a safer time during her pregnancy in the second trimester, and then we took out the tumor in her liver. And then she delivered a wonderful, healthy baby boy.
And this was the second tumor in her liver that we're dealing with now, right?
Right.
Okay.
This was a tumor in the part of the liver that we left behind.
Okay. Okay. You took out 80%. Only 20% was left there, and then tumor shows up in that small part.
Right. Well, her liver had regenerated.
Okay.
It increases in size after you take out part of it. So,
okay.
She had plenty of liver left over.
Okay.
And then after she had delivered Cedric, she had the lung surgery and had the tumor in her lung taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was very privileged to be at the christening of her baby boy.
I remember you being there. Yes.
I do. It was really a rock and roll service.
Oh, yeah, we rock and roll at the word.
We do. And I remember asking you as I came out, I said, you know, how long does your service usually go? Because it was about a two-hour service.
Okay.
And I have to say, I wished it had gone on for 4 hours.
But
anyway, you said, well, sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 2 hours, and sometimes it's 4 hours, whatever the spirit moves.
Yes.
The spirit moved to that place, and we're just so grateful for you, because I heard that when you first met the Bostics, you hadn't been in Cincinnati very long.
No, I had not.
Mm-hmm. And that, I believe, was divine destiny also.
Yes. It brought you to Cincinnati for me, Dr. Hanto.
Well, there was no greater privilege, believe me.
And she had, now we hear that there was surgery in her colon, surgery in her liver, cancer in her colon, cancer in her liver, mm-hmm. cancer in her lung.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. But they told me after the first meeting they had with you that you declared you believed in prayer.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, led them in prayer.
Absolutely, yeah. I do. I firmly believe that God gives us certain skills, and as you said in the opening, puts people in our lives at the right time and the right place to help.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he uses us in that way, and I feel privileged to be an instrument of God in that kind of a situation.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, Dr. Hanto, I just want to thank you for being a vessel available and to be used by the Lord in this whole thing, and I know he's continuing to use you greatly.
Well, it is a privilege, and I just want to say, so much of medicine now, we want it to be an assembly line. We want it to be like a Ford auto factory, and we want to move people in and move people out, and I dread the day when doctors are not there for patients, advocating for them and fighting for them so that they can get the treatment they need.
All right. Well, Dr. Hanto, you are a wonderful, wonderful example. This story is not finished. I know we'll be communicating with you some more, because Brenda's got to tell this story all over the world.
Yes.
About the healing power of God.
Well, they're beautiful people, and I'm so happy that she is now so many years after surgery,
yes.
cured, and
Well, her son will be 15 years old this year, so I'll let you know.
Yes, basically 16 years, Dr. Hanto. Yeah. 16 years from the beginning of it all.
I want to come to his high school graduation. You let me know.
I sure will.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Dr. Hanto, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You bet.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. This is a miracle, y'all. This is a miracle. When we come back from the break, I'll turn the camera so you can see Brenda and see her husband, those of you listening and watching over the internet. This is powerful. This is God at work. This is nothing less than a miracle. You just heard from one of her physicians, a praying man, believing man. We got some more. I got another physician that's going to call in at a moment. I'm telling you, we're going to tell the world about this thing. There's nothing like this God we serve. This is the Bishop Bobby Hill Radio Show here at 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station, 513-749-1230. Got a full bank of callers. I'm going to get to every one of you. Just keep holding on, okay? Because we're telling the world about the miracle working power of God. We'll be right back.
Could have been locked up in jail. Could have been in some cemetery. But just in time, save me.
Community and inspiration. The new 1230 AM WDBZ. The new 1230 AM WDBZ. Anytime, anywhere. Streaming online at 1230 AM WDBZ.com.
Oh, ain't no
nobody
keep me like Jesus.
Do me like Jesus.
Ain't nobody keep me like the Lord.
This is the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show here at 1230 a.m. WDBZ, your community and inspiration station, streaming all over the world at 1230 a.m. WDBZ.com. You need to call every friend, call every neighbor, call everybody you know. And ask him, do you believe in miracles? I'm telling you, God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. I have Brenda Bostic and her husband Cedric Bostic in the studio with me. And I'm telling you, this lady is nothing but a miracle. Nothing but a miracle. Let me, for those of you that are watching over the internet, let me turn the camera toward her for a moment. Because you got to see, when the Lord brings you out, you don't even have the fragrance of smoke. And look at that. Look like she's never been sick a day in her life. There she is. She and her husband. And I'm telling you, a walking, talking, living miracle. I only have one line open. You can grab it real quick. 513-749-1230. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. And you can call in and we're going to talk and let the world know that God is a miracle worker. Colon cancer got to the liver, got to the lungs, got to the lymph nodes. It was all over her body, but nothing. There was a question asked in the scripture. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything that God can't do? Nothing is too hard for God. I got her daughter here. I'm going to let her daughter give a shout out to her. And then I got another physician on the line we're going to talk to. Hey, Alexis.
Hi, Bishop. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Mom.
Alex, how you doing?
Hi, Daddy. I would just like to thank God for working his miracle on my mother.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for God, me and my brother wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be here.
And I'd just like to thank him for that.
All right. Praise him always for that, dear.
Thank you, baby. I love you.
Love you too, Mommy.
Love you, Alexis. You take care.
Love you, Bishop. Love you, Dad.
All right,
Lex. Love you, dear. That's her baby girl. Yes. I'll tell you. Well, not so little anymore.
Not
but
anymore.
That's her baby girl. And we'll talk about it a little bit more. I'm getting ready to go to Dr. Boston. We'll talk about it a little bit more. How, you know, the doctor said you would never have kids, and now you got cancer?
Exactly.
And come on here. I'm telling you, this is just a miracle working power of God. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. Dr. Bostic.
Hello, Bishop.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's just so good to hear from you. And here you are, a physician. You know, we've known each other all of our lives, but you're a physician, and here your brother has a wife that's diagnosed with this cancer, and you were able to walk through this thing, too.
Yeah, I have a small part, but obviously had to walk through it because I'm family.
Right.
So having seen my father pass away from stage 4 cancer years earlier, you know, it was a tough thing to have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess my you know, what I remember most is being there in the you know, in the waiting area.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Good Samaritan Hospital. Mm-hmm. The day that Faye had surgery, and when the surgeon who did that initial colon surgery came in, I think there was a lot of questions that were being asked, of course, and her mom was asking some questions, And I know I remember him saying that there were a few lesions that they had found, and I think her mom had said, you know, had asked, well, how large were they? And I noticed right away that every time, you know, she asked a question, well, how large was it? He'd put up the same diameter with his finger, you know. It's about the size of a half dollar, I recall. And I'm like, okay, every time she asks a question, it's the same size, you know. Mm-hmm. So he left the room. I stepped outside and introduced myself to him and told him that I was a radiologist. I was from Lima, and this was my, you know, my sister and sister-in-law, and wanted to, he says, oh, why don't you come back? I'll show you the CAT scan. And so we walked back to an area where he had her CAT scans up on a view box, and I looked at him, and right away I'm like, wow, things are a lot larger than what he said. And I said that to him. I'm like, whoa, I'm like, these lesions in her liver are a lot larger than what you represented, you know, in the waiting area. And of course, and I certainly understand being a physician. He says, well, they are, but I just didn't want to get the family upset, you know, but, you know, realizing that she had some, you know, disease both in her, some lymph nodes locally and also in the liver. And at that point, you know, I realized, you know, we're dealing with distant spread of disease to her liver, and that places her in a stage 4. And I still, you know, all kind of thoughts went through my head, especially for, Cedric, because as I came out and talked to him later, I'm like, hey, you know, you need to prepare things from a medical perspective. And I told him, unless God performs a miracle, she won't be with us long.
Wow. So here you are. You've experienced your father passing away from stage 4 cancer. Yep. You're a radiologist. You're a physician. You go and see it for yourself.
Yes.
You read this. You do this all the time. So you know this does not look good. And literally declare to your brother, accept God, give us a miracle.
That's right. And, you know, the other, shortly thereafter, when she, you know, we were trying to get to this process of trying to get her surgery, taken care of with all the ins and outs and all the physicians saying that she would not benefit. I had spoke to some physicians in my hometown, and you know, they were saying, you know, at her age, you got to give her the benefit of the doubt, you know. And I remember speaking with the head of the HMO, who I believe was a pediatrician. And, you know, he sent me all the articles that he was looking at. And I'm like, hey, you know, she's 28 years old. She's a woman of great faith. I think you need to do this. And, of course, it sounded like his hands were tied. But obviously, you know, God was in it. And the rest is history. But it was a tough sale, I didn't have much to do with getting them to approve the surgery. But certainly, I let my feelings be known that I think they were making a bad decision and not approving that surgery.
So here you are, and you know that this was severe to the nth degree.
Yes,
this is fourth stage cancer.
Yes,
they'd already been told 6 months to maybe a year to live.
That's right. And as physicians, we speak in 5-year survival rates, and at that time, you know, with stage 4/ terminal cancer, as I think she had mentioned earlier, you know, a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years at best, but certainly things did not look good. You know, I have to say that I have told Faye's story numerous times at the hospitals that I've been at, and just recently in a tumor board here in Findlay, we had a 33-year-old patient who was going through a similar situation, and one of the oncologists was arguing that, hey, she has stage 4 disease. I don't think we ought to be aggressive with this. So I spoke up because the other oncologist was defending going through, you know, pulling out all the stops and treating her with whatever we could do to try to get her through this. And I raised my hand and told Faye's story. And I said one thing. I said this in the tumor board. I said one thing that my sister-in-law always said was that I should live and not die. And when I got done, the one oncologist who was the patient's primary doctor came up to me, and literally with tears in her eyes says, you know, Eric, I want to thank you for telling that story because that means a lot to me.
My God.
And that young lady is still surviving and is doing well and is right now cancer-free.
Praise God. My God. And I'm telling you, we've got to tell this story to the world. We've got to tell this story to the world. The miracle-working power of God. And I've said to her, I believe that because she took that stance, I shall not die but live.
That's right.
And declare the works of God. I believe that having heard that, And that's why she's alive today. God put the right people around her, the right physicians around her, and God was all up in this thing.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Listen, Dr. Bosak, I thank you so very much for calling in and sharing today. And it just adds so much more. She's telling her testimony, but to have physicians that were literally there involved and know from a whole different perspective just how serious this thing was, it adds so much to it. And I really appreciate it.
Amen. All right.
All right. Take care, man. Thank you.
Love you, Eric.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. Got a whole lot of folk hanging on. I tell you what, I promise I'm going to get to every one of you. You hear me? I'm going to get to absolutely every one of you before we get out of here at 5 o'clock. But this is a miracle. This is a miracle. This is a miracle. And we'll come back and talk some more about it. This is the Bishop Bobby Hill Radio Show here at 1230 a.m. WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. We'll be right back.
Nobody.
Cincinnati, the new 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. Streaming online at 1230 AM WDBZ.com.
And know my heart today.
I need to know.
My thoughts are Lord, I pray. See if there be any wicked way in me. I need you to lead me.
Lead me.
This is Bishop Bobby Hilton, the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show. Coming to you here from the studios of 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. Streaming all over the world at 1230 AM WDBZ.com. Do you believe in miracles? Let me tell you something. We have a miracle in the studio today. Oh, my God. A young lady diagnosed with colon cancer. Multiple metastases to her liver, to her lungs, lymph nodes. But she sits in the studio today, and the doctor said, cured. Oh, I'm telling you, we're giving God all the glory. We're going to tell this story all over the world. And let me tell you, you need to be hearing this and hear every step of what she did. Hear what she said, that even though the doctor said that this is terminal, she kept in her spirit, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. 513-749-1230 is the number to call. I got some callers here. Let me get through some of these calls, and we're going to get back in because the story is not finished. Hello, John, Princeton, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, Bishop. Enjoy listening to you whenever I have the opportunity to tune in.
But God bless you.
Good afternoon to your guest there, too. It's a touching story, and I hope she have a fruitful, long life. God has blessed her with an opportunity and another chance, and I'm sure she's going to use it to the most uplift. Bishop, maybe you can, her story is one of many stories that are coming down the pipeline, mm-hmm. and I'd like to hear your comments about, is there a miracle with this, the so-called recession is now getting to be a disaster coming down the pipeline mm-hmm. via the previous president that left Barack with, for my estimates, over $20 trillion of a mess. Mm-hmm. I personally believe we are in a depression now, as quietly as the government has kept it over the last 3 years. And as this president was on his way out, he kept saying, the country is sound, the country is sound. I said, we're in a recession. Now I believe we are in the thrust beginnings of a great depression. And from what all indications, from what I'm reading and what economic people are saying from here to Washington, that this depression may be worse than what we experienced in 1930s. I'd like to hear your comments about how can we, as I listened to a program early this morning, I heard an economist say, a sister that talks the truth, indicates this is the time for us to stay together. We as a family as African Americans. We came from slavery. We was always together. Mm-hmm. I get the impression as soon as we got our human rights, civil rights, and every kind of right you can think about, I feel we've been going backwards, and we lost all tunes with God. We lost our family, our faith, and everything. And this is the time to stick together.
All right. Well, Brother John, let me go in and answer your question. Thank you for calling, okay? God bless you. Yes, yes, the country's in a mess, but the kingdom's in great shape. The country's in a mess. I would even say already in a depression. It was in a recession before they announced it, already in the depression. But this is the time when the people of God must lift up their faith, believe God. That's why we're talking about this miracle today, because it didn't matter. All the attacks did not matter. That did not stop God from giving Brenda her life back and taking her to her place of destiny. So I want to tell kingdom people, never say that you're in what the country may be in, because you are a kingdom individual and God orders and ordains our lives. So we have to say what the scripture says, no matter what day it is, no matter what season it is. Wall Street does not determine our deliverance. Wall Street does not determine whether God is going to work it out and bring us out. The kingdom, God's word, is what determines for us. So this is the time, believers, lift up your faith and give God praise. Okay. Hey, Jesse.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm just calling just to remind we as Christians. Do you remember the lady with the issue of blood?
Yes, I do.
She said, "If I can only touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole."
Mm-hmm.
It is not the person that is doing the prayer, but the person that's standing in the life of prayer, their faith is what God works on.
Mm-hmm.
If my sister had a faith like that woman with the issue of blood, she said, "If only I can get to the house of God."
If only I can get to the house of God.
If only I can get to the house of God.
Oh, that's shouting words there.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, there's no stopping.
Yes.
Your faith has made you whole.
All right.
Oh, yes, thank you. And that's all I wanted to say, Bishop. I'm having a good time.
All right, well, God bless you. Thank you for calling in, okay? All right. Sister Carolyn.
Bishop. Hi, Brenda, my sister.
Hi there, Carolyn.
How are you,
Frederick? I'm wonderful, blessed.
Hey, hi.
Look, I was there. I remember the day you told me that you had on this pretty blue dress that you used to always wear. And you said, "Carolyn, I'm going to live and not yet die."
Mm-hmm.
And you said, "Pray for me."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay." So I always stay with that scripture, Bishop. When Jesus put everybody out of the room and grabbed the little girl by the hand because they didn't have faith. And whenever I think about Brenda, I always remember that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Brenda, by his stripes, we were what?
Healed.
And you are living proof that by his stripes, we are still healed.
Living proof.
You're still healed.
That's right.
Yes.
Have a blessed day, and I know you're going to have a blessed life.
All
praise
right.
God, yes.
All right. Thank you,
thank
dear.
You.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, Brenda, Dr. Hantel brought up the fact about you were getting ready to have a surgery. And then they had to stop it because they discovered you were pregnant. Now,
yes.
Now talk about that situation a little bit.
That particular morning, I was being prepped for surgery. Routinely, any female that's in the childbearing age gives a urine specimen for a pregnancy test. And I did just that. And I thought the nurses were acting sort of strange. One particular nurse I noticed was hiding somewhat behind a curtain, and she held up a little white ball with a blue dot in it to the nurse that was drawing blood. And she just looked at her and just dropped her head. And then, you know, I didn't think much about it, and they didn't say anything to me. And then later on, the surgery team entered the room. No, back it up. I'm sorry. The anesthesiologist came into the room to begin administering the medicine for me, but they stopped him. They said, "No, hold off. It's not time for her to receive that injection." Still didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, short while after, I should say, the surgery team entered the room. Dr. Hanto, of course, was attending, and their chief residents and all the others. And the nurse had shared with them that she had done two pregnancy tests and they were both positive. And, the chief resident, you know, didn't think much about it. She simply said, "Well, those are probably false positive because of the tumors in the liver that has a tendency to happen."
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Hanto just stopped her right there and said, "No, she's pregnant. I believe she is."
Mm.
And so we said, "Well, let's they suggested that we do an ultrasound just to see if it was a viable pregnancy. And they at one point thought, since it was early on based on the last menstrual cycle, that it may have been too early for them to detect anything on the ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
But it was done. And you can see that strong heartbeat on the in the ultrasound in the proper place in my uterus, not in the tube or anything. They were concerned maybe tubal pregnancy, but that it was definitely a viable pregnancy.
Now, wait a minute. You had some infertility problems, though, right?
Back it up. Yes, I did.
On top of having cancer of the liver.
Yes.
Colon cancer, cancer in your lungs,
right.
Cancer in the lymph nodes.
Exactly.
You've had infertility problems.
Infertility. And actually, Seth and I were newlyweds, and we waited 2 years. And right before I was diagnosed with the colon cancer, we decided to try to start our family, and you know, nothing was happening, and we was wondering what was going on, and we went to see the specialist, and they had us do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
People know what
mm-hmm.
they mm-hmm. suggest you do,
mm-hmm.
and we went through all of that, and one of the tests that was done showed that there was some type of blockage there going on, and they thought maybe that could have been causing the infertility.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, the infertility. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And but as you can see, that didn't work.
So in the midst of all of this, and I don't know if I mentioned it early, because I told everybody, God had told me, when I see you have a baby boy, that's when we were to break ground on our sanctuary, which is in Forest Park on Southland. When you see that boy break ground on that new church, people got to hear about all this miracle.
Right, right.
So before you can have a boy, I don't even know anything about the infertility situation.
Right.
Then here you come, and all of this cancer is showing up.
Exactly.
They're saying you have terminal cancer.
Right.
It's in your colon, in your liver, in your lung, in your lymph nodes. It's basically all over your
all
body.
Over,
many are
over.
Saying you shall not die. That's what many were saying,
okay.
But it makes no difference what others says.
Exactly.
It only makes a difference what we say.
Exactly.
And you said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Exactly.
So here you are. You're scheduled for surgery that morning. Dr. Hantos has to hold up surgery because you're pregnant now.
Right.
And I guess folk, now what happened? What were some of the doctor's response when they found out in the midst of all of this, you're pregnant? They probably looked at Cedric and said, what's wrong with you?
I'm sure they were speechless. They really were speechless. And, but here's another part that how God intervened and stopped. When I was going through the issue with the insurance company not wanting to pay for the surgery, my oncologist suggested to me, well, why don't you have some chemotherapy just to try to ward off additional cancer cells binding to the lip, to the tumor, and you know, just try to, you know, delay the growth of the tumor that needed to be removed. And of course, the insurance appeal process is going on. And I had scheduled to have chemotherapy that particular Friday.
Mm.
I received a phone call directly from one of the utilization member of the insurance team, saying that the appeal was overturned and they have granted me approval to have the surgery.
Mm.
And that was a Wednesday. And just to show how God worked,
my God,
if I had not heard from them on that Wednesday or that Thursday, I would have gone in to see my oncologist and had chemotherapy.
Mm.
And
mm-mm.
if I had taken chemotherapy, that is poison.
That would have killed
that
child.
That would have killed
my
baby.
God, can you hear this? The timing of God. So here you get the approval that week, go into surgery before you're going to go and have these chemotherapy treatments.
Right.
Nobody knows you're pregnant at
exactly.
that time. Would have killed this God child.
Yes.
When I say God child, I mean this heaven child.
Yes.
This is like the divine thing.
Yes.
Can somebody hear this miracle unfolding?
Praise God.
My God, my God, my
Praise
God. He
God.
Is a miracle worker. It's a miracle in the house. You need to hear about it. If there's anybody out there, you didn't believe in a miracle before, you ought to be believing. leaving by now.
Yes.
Because you see the glory, but now you're hearing the story of Brenda Bostic. God did that thing, brought her out of this thing, and she's a picture of health. This is the Bishop Bobby Hill Radio Show, 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station. I've got to take a break, and we'll be back because we got some more to tell you. I'm going to get to everybody on the lines. We're talking about the miracle working power of God. We'll be right back.
In your home right now.
Thanks for making us your community and inspiration station. The new 1230 AM WDBZ. If anyone asks,
who is that?
You're listening to the new 1230 AM WDBZ.
Every day. In the car, in the house.
Your community and inspiration station.
Storms of life press over my soul.
This is the Bishop Bobby Hilton Radio Show, 1230 AM WDBZ, your community and inspiration station, streaming all over the world at 1230 AM WDBZ.com. I'm telling you what a program we have had today. I have a miracle in the studio with me. You're on the line. I'm going to get to you. Don't worry. I'm going to come to you in just a moment. We just have a few. You know, I told you this is the fastest 2 hours on radio. The fastest 2 hours in radio. And I'm so honored to have Brenda Bostic and Cedric Bostic in the studio with me. Literally a living testimony of the miracle working power of God. The miracle working power of God. You've heard from Brenda. You've heard from Cedric. You've heard from physicians that saw and said just how severe this was. But she sits here all these years later. Brenda, it's been some years now. So what's going on now? What kind of reports are you getting now?
Basically, it's been about 16 years from the initial diagnosis back in 1992.
About 16 years from the initial diagnosis.
Right. And, you know, once a year I would see my oncologist for the routine checkup, the CT and the blood work. But this past December of 2008, my oncologist told me that she has released me from her care, that I am cured.
My God.
There's no need for me to continue to see her. I am cured.
My God.
And she also said when she think of miracles, she will think of Brenda Bostic.
Good God Almighty.
Yes.
There was cancer in the colon, cancer in the liver, cancer in the lungs, cancer in the lymph nodes, all over your body.
Yes.
But the physician just in December 2008 said,
cured.
And when
cured.
She thinks of miracles,
yes,
she'll think of you.
Think of me.
Somebody ought to be shouting. Y'all ought to be shouting at your dinner table by now. I know you done thrown a chicken bone at somebody thinking about how good God is. This is an amazing, miraculous story.
Yes.
She is cured in Jesus' name. Yes. Cynthia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, Sad.
Hi.
I remember that day when Brenda was supposed to go into surgery. And I was at my desk praying, and it was like 7 to 5. Brenda had called me at work, and I said, "Aren't you supposed to be going into surgery?" She said, "Guess what?" And I said, "You're pregnant." Brenda has always had a beautiful spirit since high school.
Wow.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Yes.
I love you.
Love you, too. Love you, Seth.
All right, Cynthia.
God bless you. Thank you, dear.
All right, thank you.
It is just wonderful to witness the hand of God at work. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot take lightly what the Lord has done. I'm determined to help them tell this story all over the world. There's somebody that needs to have their faith increased. There needs to have their faith shaken up. You need to hear the detail of the story. You need to hear the fact that she never doubted from the first point. She said, if I can just get to the house of God, like the brother that called in said, she was like the woman that said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, of his garment. She said, if I can just make it to the house of God. And she got in the house of God and said, I shall not die, but live. I shall not die, but live. Deacon Boss, you have anything else you want to share?
No, I just want to thank you, Bishop. You've been supportive. You've always been there with us. Our church family has been there praying with us.
Yes.
And I thank God for Brenda. You know, she's been my rock.
Yes.
She's the mother of my children, our children. And I really love her, and I just thank God for her.
And you got to be so proud that you know God brought your children through a miracle.
Oh, yes. I'm really proud.
Praise God. Brenda, what would you say in closing remarks today?
God is good. God did that thing. He did. God brought me through. It was a rough road, but believing God and knowing that God would do just what he said, I had no doubt.
Had no doubt.
No doubt. And I just thank God for my family, my friends, my church family, just a network of support. And just to anyone that may be going through a difficult time with their health, you know, just, you know, turn to the Word of God. Believe in what God said, because God's word is true.
His word is true.
Mm-hmm. And it will not return. If you believe in your healing, that God will heal you, and you just apply it to your life with prayer and worship and just meditating, it will happen. Mm-hmm. It will happen. Never, ever give up. Regardless of what the physician says to you, believe God has the final say so. And I trust and believe him. And he did just that.
God has the final word.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Brenda.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, Cedric.
Love you, Bishop.
For spending this time and sharing this testimony with the world.
Yes.
And we have a lot more sharing to do.
Absolutely.
I am so excited and honored that the Lord would allow me to literally be a part and live in the midst of this miracle being manifested here for all the world to see what God can do.
Yes.
I tell you, all right, world, all right, Cincinnati, you can go to give God praise right now. He is a miracle worker. It's been great sharing with you here. Come and see all of us out there at the Word, 693 Fresno Road in the Forest Park suburb of the greater Cincinnati. Our service times on Sunday are 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday night. We're having church at 7:30 beginning March 22nd. We'll be going back to two services, 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Come on out and join us, 693 Fresno Road. Come hear the word of faith, and then let faith flow out of your mouth. You've got to say it too. God did that thing. I love you. Until next Sunday, this is Bishop Bobby Hilton. May the Lord God bless you real, real good.
And praise his name. All I can tell you is I've never been the same. God did it.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
For me, I was in distress, but he gave me rest, and now I can say the Lord made a way. God did it.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
Oh, we came through.
Came through.
You'll do the same.
For you.
God did it.
God did that.
The evangelist Dustin Norwood.
Let us exalt his name together. Clap your hands and give him praise, and you will be saying the very same thing. God did it.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
God did that thing.
Hey, he came through. He'll do the same thing.
God
did that thing.
Is there anybody here that's already got the testimony? God did that thing for you.
God did that thing.
Oh, we came through.
We came through.
You'll be the same.
For you.
God did it.
God did that thing.
God did it.
God.
breakthrough.
1230 AM WDBZ Cincinnati.